This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Amazon's got a new grocery subscription it's rolling out for Prime members, that is. It's coming out in a couple of places across the country for $9.99 a month on top of what they pay for a Prime membership, by the way. Shoppers in Denver, Sacramento, and Columbus can get unlimited free grocery delivery from either Amazon Fresh or Whole Foods, $35 minimum order. This is the latest in a bunch of changes the company's made to its fresh food businesses as it tries to take yet a bigger bite out of the $800 billion a year grocery market. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
Amazon has been in the grocery game since 2007, but it really stepped up efforts in recent years, buying Whole Foods in 2017 and opening Amazon Fresh stores in 2020.
They want to be the everything store, and you can't be the everything store if you don't sell the goods that people buy most frequently, someplace that you'll turn maybe every single day.
Jason Del Rey is the author of Winner Sells All, Amazon, Walmart, and the Battle for Our Wallets. And he says on the grocery front, Amazon does not have the upper hand.
It kind of sounds like a hot mess.
And not the delicious kind. The company has opened and then closed brick-and-mortar stores, switched around the order size that qualifies for free deliveries, offered groceries for a fee to non-Prime members.
And yet, here we are, the end of 2023, and they're really still searching.
Amazon's share of the total grocery market is in the single digits, but buying food online did get supercharged by the pandemic, says Jake Dollarhide, CEO of Longbow Asset Management, who's still in the habit.
I placed an order to have some blackberries and blueberries and meat delivered here to our home, and it's a game changer.
But Dollarhide ordered from Walmart, which leads both online orders and the entire grocery market in the U.S.
Walmart is going to own the value proposition every day of the week, twice on Sunday.
While Amazon, like Walmart, has the benefit of scale, it doesn't, at the moment, have thousands of local stores. And it's hard to make it in the grocery business on deliveries alone, says Phil Lempert, editor of Supermarket Guru. He says even Instacart relies on advertising in its app to stay afloat.
Consumers, for the most part, are not willing to pay the price for delivery. Nobody makes money on it. It's more of a convenience. It's more of a way to build a relationship with people.
He says typical grocery margins are just 1.5%. So it takes a very successful grocery business to maintain a semi-successful delivery business. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.